And now I have some special guests in the studio with me. I'm joined by three members of the Corkscrew Theatre Company. And we've got Leslie Ford, who's the director of a new play, The Mirror, that we're going to talk about, or A Mirror, I should say. So Leslie Ford is here. Also, two of the cast members, Sharon Goldsvick and Will Males. Good morning to you all.
Good morning, Matthew.
And thanks for coming in this morning. Let's start with you, Leslie. Tell us what A Mirror is all about.
Well, Matthew, this is going to be the worst reveal, cryptic thing that you're ever going to do, because the answer is we can't tell you anything about this play.
Okay. It's going to be a great interview then.
Yeah. We could tell you, but it would spoil both the enjoyment and the kind of the whole point of the play, really.
Right.
Because it is a play about theatre censorship and what theatre might look like in a dystopian state, really. And so it's been described as a play within a play. We think it's a play about a play within a play. But there are so many spoilers, I'm almost terrified to speak
You're worried what you can say.
Yes, I am.
But it's about a couple, isn't it?
It starts with a couple. This couple is here to my left. They will talk to you in a moment,
right.
I'm sure. But it's not entirely about them. You are invited to their wedding, but not what it seems. Not at all.
Okay. So Sharon and Will, tell us about your characters then. what can you tell us about your characters?
Spoiling too much. So I play a character called Adam, who is a playwright in this sort of regime. And the idea is when people write a play, for example, they would have to put it through and have it checked by the authorities and to make sure that it complies with all of their guidelines and everything. And he is a playwright that's coming in for these meetings to talk about how he can change his script and have it approved so that it can be put on properly. And it sort of follows how his script changes and ways that he writes and the challenges that he faces in this sort of censorship environment.
Stop there.
I will not say any more.
So a bit 1984
ish.
It's sounding like that.
Yeah. Quite sort of Orwellian, I guess. That's where it's sort of taken a lot of its inspiration from. But I won't say any
okay.
more.
And Sharon, what about your character?
So my character is a really interesting person who is sort of encountering the questions that Will's character Adam is bringing up for the first time, and sort of serves that role for the audience too. I think they'll really see themselves in her and sort of her journey throughout this story. What is the purpose of art in repressive situations? How do you express what you really believe? How do you go through life and change? And those are sort of things that she finds for herself throughout the story. So that's an exciting thing. And I'm not going to tell you anything other than that because you have to come and see it.
It's interesting, Matthew, because the playwright said that she wants the audience to have a taste of what it's like to attend theatre in a authoritarian regime, really. So the audience are not just listening to the story, they are part of the story. But I'd also like to emphasise that does not mean that there is audience participation. So you can come fear-free.
You don't have to get up on stage.
Absolutely not. Unless you really want to.
So tell me, because this did really well at the West End, didn't it? Tell me a bit about the track record of this play so far.
Yeah, well, it started life at the Almeida and then transferred to a West End theatre. We're really pleased that we're the first company to have got the rights to do it since then. I believe there are other companies that are also doing that now across the country. And it went down really well. I mean, Sam Holcroft, the writer, if you can read online, she talks quite eloquently about her inspiration for this play being visits to North Korea and Beirut and working with playwrights who work in such regimes, and how she says that she just has to fear about her ego being bruised if somebody doesn't like her play. Where those playwrights are in fear of their bones being broken if their plays are not liked. Mm. But I have to say at this point, because that sounds really heavy, it's also really quite funny. There's a lot of humour in it, so it's not a heavy political drama, but we think that, you know, theatre has to be entertaining first and foremost, which it is, but the best theatre also has something that we can learn from and living in the times that we're living in, it's interesting to do a play about censorship and what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Absolutely. So it's taking place at the Atrium Theatre at Chesterton Community College. How difficult is it to translate a play that's been at the West End, presumably in a much bigger theatre, onto the Atrium stage?
The Atrium as a venue is quite a new venue to Cambridge. It's part of Chesterton School, so they have a great space there, really versatile space. It's a big playing area, so we've got lots of space to use and play with.
In fact, we've had to even bring it in a little bit at points to, you know, give it a more sort of intimate and close feeling. It's that has worked really well in that space.
I think it's going to be a great space for it. The school use it for all of their shows, and we've transformed it in all sorts of orientations, and we've turned it into an island and things like that for other shows. But this one's going to be fairly straight-laced. We're going to transform it a little bit for the wedding.
It's a great space, and we're lucky to be a company in residence in the school, so we're lucky to be able to use it. And we are including some current students in a very small way in this play, so that's exciting for us as well. It manages the space, so we can do what we like with it, really.
And I've seen shows there before, but the audience is kind of looking down on you, isn't it? Because you're on the ground floor rather than looking up to a stage.
Yes. So the seats are erect, and the stage is at ground level. So hope there's great sight lines for audience, and ample parking, which is unheard of in Cambridge. So there's a great amount of parking around the corner.
And it's
on
free.
Site. Yeah, on site and free parking, so you couldn't ask for
that's
for
a
more.
Bonus, definitely. Yeah. So, Sharon, tell us how have rehearsals been going so far?
Rehearsing the show is an absolute joy. We've done a lot of, because of our summer schedule, we did a lot of things out of sync. So we had a lot of time to work really closely, just with who we're working on in particular scenes and really dive into them and get our heads around them. And now, as we've started to bring the play together, it's just amazing to see all of those pieces stitched together. We have a wonderful cast and a really beautiful rehearsal process. We do a lot of work on the script before we ever start putting it on its feet. It's really a co-creative process that we go through together, and it's come out with some really surprising and fun and beautiful moments in this show. It's an incredible script. It's such a beautiful piece of work, and I'm really, really excited that we get to share this with people.
And Leslie, who do you hope to attract to it then? What sort of audiences is this going to really appeal to, do you think?
We're very aware that the arts theatre is dark at the moment, and we can't wait for its reopening after its redevelopment. So this is a new space to see some really exciting theatre, and I think all of the theatre going public of Cambridge would like this. There is something in it for everyone, providing you are over the age of about 14, we think. It makes you think, it makes you laugh, you can put yourself in it, you can see where you fit into it. So if you like theatre, if you like politics, if you're worried about the future, all of those things, come see this play. We always like to say, what do we want our audience to talk about on the way home? And there's so much to talk about on the way home. So if you do come and you don't get to talk to us after the show, please get in touch and tell us what you thought and what it made you think about on the way home.
Yeah, it sounds like the perfect mix, something that can entertain you and you can find funny in the moment, but then you go away thinking about the implications.
I think
it's
so.
Also, one of the reasons that we're being so coy about it is very twisty and very interesting, and audiences are really going to be kind of on the edge of their seat trying to, suss it out and figure things out until the very, very last moment of this play. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting. That's especially for like a live theatre experience. That's really, really exciting to be a part of.
We like to give our audience something to work at while they're there, not just,
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's good.
Sounds great. And how are the ticket sales going so far?
It's a new venue. It's a new play. So it's tricky. Mm-hmm. So if you're half thinking of coming, do come and bring 20 friends. it's a hard sell, but that does not mean we're going to shy away from doing plays like this in the future.
Well, you've done very well in selling it this morning, so I'm sure you'll have plenty of ticket sales after this. So people can go to your website, the Corkscrew Theatre Company website, and there's a link there to the ticket booking site, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll also see their future plans for the company as well.
Mm-hmm. And the website is corkscrewtheatre.co.uk.
Fantastic. Right. And it runs from the 24th of September through to the Saturday. So there's four performances, each at 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. That's it.
Good stuff. Well, thank you to all of you for coming in this morning. And it sounds really, really interesting. You've definitely whetted my interest. And I hope it goes really well.
Thank you so much.